Have Fun with Helen Morgan, glamorous star of Ziegfeld Showboat, with Ken Murray, comedy star of Earl Carroll's Sketchbook, with Romney Brent, star of The First Little Show. Let's have fun with a brand new type of radio entertainment. Each week at this time, you'll hear an original musical comedy with music by Richard Rogers, lyrics by Lawrence Hart, story by Peter Dixon. Each week, after the show, you will join Lois Long for 30 minutes of dancing, gaiety, and entertainment. Listen to the sparkling new songs of Rogers and Hart. Laugh at the predicament of a Broadway crooner in the clutches of Cleopatra. Thrill to the voices of the King's Men and the Queen's Maids. Dance to the rhythms of Freddie Rich and his 40-piece orchestra. One full hour of a brand new type of entertainment. Let's have fun!
Tonight. You look so cute in your makeup.
I've got so much makeup on, I barely recognize you. Get out, will you, Lois? Overture's almost finished.
Theater, you have a program to tell you the scenes and the players. Here on the air, we have no program, so I must tell you that in tonight's original Rogers and Hart musical comedy, Helen Morgan plays the role of Cleopatra, the fabulous Queen of the Nile. The play opens in the lounge of the Keystone Club in New York. We hear Romney Brent as Barry Lewis, who might be described as a prominent man about town, and Ken Murray as Dick Ford, Broadway crooner and songwriter. They are talking about that eternally provocative subject,
women, Dick. Women are a great institution.
Barry, I'm fed up with these modern women. In the old days, a man had to prove his mettle to win beautiful, glamorous women like Catherine of Russia, Delilah, Helen of Troy, Cleopatra.
Pardon me, gentlemen. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. I am Professor Alexander Bates. Not fourth dimension, Bates. I mean, not the Professor Bates.
Yes, fourth dimension, Bates. That's what they call me.
Well, I'm Barry Lewis, and this is Dick Ford, you know, the songwriter.
I know.
Mr. Ford, did I understand you to say you wish you could go back in time? Meet Helen of Troy, Delilah, or let us say Cleopatra.
Oh, just talk, Professor, just talk.
I can arrange it.
What?
My experiments in connection with the fourth dimension. It is merely the dimension of time, you know. Make it possible for me to send someone back into almost any period of history.
Amazing.
I've merely been looking for someone who would help me in the experiment.
Dick, you old singing son of a gun. Now, here's your chance to meet your partner.
Professor, we accept.
Oh, yeah?
Splendid. If you'll come over to my laboratory with me, we'll begin our experiment at once. We must lose no time. The atmospheric conditions are extremely favorable tonight.
All right.
Dick, come on, let's go.
Wait a minute now. Not so fast.
Unusual music I ever heard, Professor. Where is it coming from?
From that cabinet. These musical harmonies open a lock to the fourth dimension. You merely enter those crystal doors which hold the music of the spheres. You hear these mystic notes, and they take you back. Well, tonight, it will be approximately 2,000 years.
I see.
Marvelous.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Where are we going?
Hold on a minute. Suppose I land back in Egypt 2,000 years ago. How will I get back here?
I'll bring you back easily, simply. When you hear those same harmonies I played a minute ago, it is a signal to come back. And don't delay, or it may be too late. Quickly, quickly, fall into the cabinet.
Boy, oh boy, a date with your partner. After your tunes get around Egypt, the Nile will turn green with envy.
All right. Wait. Never mind. Yes, I did pay my insurance. I'm ready. Egypt, here I come. So long, 1935. Barry, I'll bring you the Sphinx for a souvenir.
Island? Hey, I'll be...
It worked. He has gone.
By the god Ra, I swear to you that there were nine.
Helen Takers, you are mistaken. Only seven this morning.
Pardon me, gentlemen. I don't want to interrupt an argument, but could you tell me just where I am?
You are either a fool or a stranger.
Well, let's call it a stranger.
You are on the Grand Avenue of the Pharaohs.
Never mind the details. Is this really Egypt?
Personally, this is Egypt.
I had an idea it might be. How are the working conditions over here? I'm a musician by trade.
If you know aught of music, there are always vacancies in the royal band. Our sovereign Cleopatra loves music. Helen Takers, I tell you, there were seven.
Not less than nine, Mumushibib.
Gentlemen, it's none of my business, but perhaps I can decide this argument.
I have told my friend Mumushibib that there were nine musicians.
In the orchestra?
No. Nine musicians fed to the crocodiles.
Crocodiles? Well, I'll be seeing you.
No, wait, stranger. The palace is not that way. Go but a half a league and ask for Roxas.
Roxas?
The master of the royal entertainment.
Quiet. I want 2,000 blonde slaves from Circassia for that opening scene.
Yes,
then we'll bring in the 16 captive princesses on elephants. And be sure to have them painted with gold. The elephants, I mean.
Yes,
and I want 3 revolving pyramids covered with palm trees and waterfalls.
Yes,
and be sure to have red and white and blue lights playing on the royal band. This show on the royal board is to be my most stupendous, gigantic, and super colossal effort.
Yes,
oh, I know you. You're Roxas.
I am Roxas, the super genius. What do you want?
Only a job. I can sing.
You call that music? Raucous melody, like the brain of my camel. I know our queen would not like it.
The queen! The queen! All hail to the queen!
Since when, O Roxas, was given you the mind of the daughter of the Nile?
Oh, illustrious and sacred daughter of this sun and moon.
Silence, Roxas. I would hear more.
Say, well, wait a minute.
Stranger, who are you?
Lady, I don't think we've been introduced.
You are a stranger. You know not Cleopatra?
Listen, you aren't kidding me, are you?
Kidding? I know not what kidding means.
No kidding. I can't believe it, Cleopatra.
Yes.
You must be Cleopatra.
Now, continue with that strange music. It will be well if it pleases me, and it will not be well if it does not please me.
Well, you hear this. It's a little gem. I wrote it myself. And now I can see I must have had you in mind.
I have no cottage town, on the waterfall. Cottage town. I want no waterfall, no skies of blue at all. I'll take a little of you, I'm told. Keep your sweet summer breeze. You might put on a shining rainbow. Skies will have a quick silver lining. If I am your mainbow, your smile is nice and kind. Your charms are well designed. Darling, if you don't mind, I'll take a little, I'm told. air conditioned, my position. I'll take a little of you on toast. I'll take a little of you on toast. Now, to happen to Sam, I find you all a shining rainbow. Stars will have a quick silver lining if I am your name, boy. Your smile is nice and kind. Your charms are well designed. Darling, if you don't mind, I'll take a little untold.
I am a queen, not a sardine. But still, it is an interesting sentiment.
Your Highness, I had no idea he would be so bad.
Silence, Roxas. I fear you grow old-fashioned. The crocodiles are fed up with musicians. Slaves thrown to the lions instead.
How should I know about those melodies? I am only a super genius. After all, I do not...
So that's how they take care of critics in Egypt.
Cleo, who is this stranger with his strange sounds?
Oh, Anthony, you here again. Is he not pleasing, this stranger?
Oh, I like him not. What does he call himself?
I forgot to ask. Stranger, what is your name?
Just call me Dick. Dickie for sure.
Dickie. That's a quaint name. I like it.
Oh, I don't.
From what land are you?
Me? Oh, well, you might say I'm from Broadway.
Broadway? Is it beyond Rome? Beyond Gaul in Britain?
No, I never heard of it. I doubt if there is such a land.
Anthony never heard of it, Dickie, so there can be no Broadway.
Perhaps Anthony had never heard of Broadway, but has Broadway heard about him?
Oh, naturally.
Oh, I know. The King of Broadway has sent you to me, has he not, Dickie? To teach you the music of Broadway that goes...
You're positively psychic.
Toot? What name is that?
You don't recognize it? Short for Toot and Achim.
Oh, that's different. Now, make more music for me.
Cleo, you could make me do anything. My foot can't live.
Tiger Cassius had a hungry look this morning.
Cassius has always had a lean and hungry look, Anthony.
Oh, but the Black Panthers have yet to be fed.
Anthony, are you getting personal by any chance?
Fear not, Dickie. You are to be my new music teacher. Roxy's music was so passe. I like your style much better.
Oh, no good will come of this.
I hope not, Anthony.
You mean to say that I'm to be your new music teacher?
The Queen has spoken. I must be gone. They're laying the cornerstone of another pyramid. But when the moon is even with the top of the Sphinx, come to me, for I would learn music. Until then, farewell.
Stranger, stranger, be warned by one who has known Cleopatra for a long, long while. Better go away from this place while there's yet time.
Yes?
Oh, Cleo's been drinking pearls and the wine again, and that always makes her... experimental.
Oh, so Cleopatra's experimental, huh?
Oh, I sometimes think I was just an experiment, but not the successful one. For after all, I'm still alive.
Oh, but I'm not leaving yet, Tony. Not yet. I've come a long way for just this chance.
The Royal Music Teacher. Who enters?
It's just me, the royal music teacher, remember?
Queen, sleep.
Oh, wake her up. She's expecting me.
Wake the queen? I'd die first. For surely I would die afterwards, and not quite so pleasantly. Stranger, we were with the queen this morning, and we heard you sing. We like you.
Well, you're sort of nice yourself, both of you. In fact, all six of you.
While the queen sleeps, would you not amuse us?
All six of you?
You are said to be very entertaining.
Well, I'll do my best. Here goes.
I want the waterfall. No skies of blue at all. I'll take a little of you and toast. Keep your sweet summer breeze. Also that song called three. I don't want many jeans. I'll take a little of you and toast. For happiness am I pining for a shining rainbow. Skies will have a quick silver lining if I am your rainbow. Your smile is nice and kind. Your charms are well designed. Darling, if you don't mind, I'll take a little untold.
Hey, you girls can certainly swing it. What are you all doing tonight?
Oh, your Majesty, while I sleep, you play.
Hiya, Tess. Hey, do you look gorgeous?
Dickie, you are late. Know you not what happens to those who do not appear when I expect them?
The last one to plunge in boiling oil.
And one to hide his character.
Oh.
Good, Dickie, you are different. You, I will forgive.
Oh, thanks. What about Anthony? Is Anthony around?
Anthony has gone to Axiom on important business.
Ah.
And won't be back before tomorrow, if he's lucky.
Oh.
And now, come with me.
Briony, Tyrion, Charmian, you may have the afternoon off.
Oh, thank you, gracious Majesty.
And my turtle dove.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Before you go, don't forget to put scorpions in all the keyholes.
Oh, Dickie, come sit beside me. Not there, here. Oh, you have such nice hair. It's like gold and all fairy. And Anthony is so bold.
Let's talk about you. I never knew you'd be so beautiful. Why, you're gorgeous. You're glorious. You're a knockout.
Knockout?
My history book didn't tell the half of it. Oh, darling.
That has a nice sound, that word, darling. It isn't in our language. What does it mean on Broadway, Dickie?
It doesn't mean much on Broadway. But listen, darling.
You can sit a little closer, darling.
More than want attention, attention, that's all. More than need on mention, must be that one. Please make me be good. All of my glances and take any chances. Please make me be good. I'm not made of wood. No trouble with my
I think you're good in spite of your reputation.
Well, I'm not really bad. I just have a few little nervous habits. Every once in a while, I can't resist putting a snake under somebody's pillow or pouring a couple of drops of poison into an occasional bowl of soup. Am I a naughty little girl? Oh, Dickie.
Watch me as you saw when lovers get flashy. Just let me pass it. Please make me good.
Hello, Manifest. Did you hear about the Queen and the infidel crooner?
Hello, Uncle Ahaha. Yes, yes, the Queen is in jail.
Yes, this is the tune cutter for a crooner.
Hello, Hot Chip Stew. This is Hot. I tell you, they're blazing.
Tell him, Hunker, have you heard the news about the strangers?
Yes, all Egypt is talking about them.
Good morning, Mr. Stew.
Good morning, Mr. Iceman.
Come on, no one can look.
Look it like a nice man.
What's new around the palace is clear up the new trick.
There's a blind and neutral stranger.
You show that guy a few tricks. Today's young man is tomorrow's ghost.
She takes a little of real man
too. The television is on the press. Copy. Let's see that jelly.
Vanity, put a head on it.
Then I'm for the third edition.
Yes, sir, Mr. Editor.
Now listen here, you cub. How dare I print that story? You wrote it like a dove.
Why, that story's a sensation.
That's what I'm driving at. Our family's circulation will never stand for that.
Why, I got the story from a slave girl. She told it without malice. She got it straight from a boyfriend, the ice hand of the palace.
Cleopatra's blazing for Dickie's curly head. If Cleopatra loves him, print a story that he's dead.
Hey, you kid.
writing hieroglyphics on the pyramid. Making chalk marks on the pyramid. What's this? What did they write? Leola Sticky. Sticky loves the queen.
Charmian, the queen awake yet?
She is awake and awake here. But, Dickie, I must warn you. The queen loves you.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Alas, the queen loves you.
Loved by Cleopatra.
And so you will die.
Die? Die? I don't get it.
It is her custom, her law. When she gives her love to a stranger, he must die. It has always been that.
Wait a minute, you mean because the queen has a crush on me, I'm going to be killed?
Of course.
Oh. So that's what she meant when she said, Dickie, I could love you to death.
Dickie, what's up to? Come, sing for me, Dickie. Teach me more music, but first, kiss me.
Oh, Cleo, I don't feel like it.
Why not?
I just can't forget those little nervous habits of yours.
It is a royal command.
You know, Cleo, I've been thinking of the boys at the club, and of the little woman at home. And those seven, maybe eight by now, those curly-headed tots.
Seems to me I heard Anthony say that years ago, but he's still around.
Yes?
So you are married.
I had to tell you.
Well, you must meet my family sometime.
Listen, Cleo, you don't need me around here anymore. I can't teach you anything more about music. In fact, I can't teach you anything.
This music lesson, just our little joke. Oh, Dickie, I love you. Say you love me, Dickie.
I love you, Cleo.
Dickie, why are your fingers crossed? You are mine, Dickie. I love you, and tonight it should be ours.
Tonight, yeah, but what about tomorrow?
After tonight, Dickie, tomorrow will not matter.
Meaning that I'm on the menu for the crocodile?
No, Dickie, I love you too much to have you fed to the crocodile.
No, that's different.
For you, Dickie, just a goblet of wine, and then you will sleep a long, long sleep.
Oh.
Oh, Dickie.
Huh?
You make such a handsome mummy. I want no caviar, no chocolate almond bar. One thing I want so far, I'll take a little of you on toast. Don't give me consomme, I'll skip a piece today. But for a small entree, I'll take a little on toast.
Yeah, listen, I gotta go. Bye-bye.
Dickie, I will be so sad when you have gone to the crocodile. But I will build a pyramid in your memory.
Cleo, do you hear anything?
Just the song of the nightingale in the palace dark.
That's not what I hear. Well, so long, Tut.
You're not going. You must not go.
So long, Cleo. I'll see you later. I'll be seeing you sometime.
Dick, come on, wake up.
Huh? So long, Cleo. I'm getting lost.
He's coming around. Get him some water, quick.
Dick, what happened? Come on, take out of it. You're all right. You're back home.
Oh, hello.
Did my experiment work?
Well, I said I'd bring you back a souvenir.
You saw Cleopatra. I must have two.
I said I'd bring you back a souvenir.
It's Cleo's head.
Let me see it. Yes, it is a genuine Egyptian hair ornament.
Well, what about Cleopatra?
Confidentially. How did you make out?
Boy, did she go for me. She's kind of cute, too. Sweet little thing, but she's not my type. I sang for her, and inside of no time, all Egypt was singing my song. There was the Nile, in waving palm trees, soft nights in the garden.
Lady, you can't go in there.
But I want to see Mr. Brent.
I'm sorry, lady, but I got me orders.
I've got to see Mr. Brent. I'll give you a party here for him tonight.
No one's allowed past that door.
But you don't know who this is. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Wonderful in the show.
Yes, I agree with you.
You know, I could hear every word you said.
If I should have saved the lead, though, I can act and sing 10 times better than Ken Murray. Did you hear him sing "I'm Out of Slammer, I Love You" in the first of the show?
5 years ago, wasn't it? Or was it 6?
6. My voice is just as fresh and beautiful today as it was then.
Can you dance?
Hello, Lois.
I'm Ken Murray.
Come on and dance.
Go ahead. She's a wonderful singer.
Oh, you were wonderful in the show tonight, Stanley.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I stepped on your foot, didn't I?
Oh, it was nothing. Nothing at all.
Knock it in. By all means, Romney, old fellow. By all means.
Thanks. Well, his reluctance to leave was amazing.
Oh, yes. He was just telling me that I could have played Cleopatra much more convincingly tonight.
You were going on your way. Now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a day for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain teeter, teeter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely
back in Mother's 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 back in Mother's
that's Helen Morgan. I didn't know her because she was standing up and not sitting on the piano as usual. I still think, of course, I could have played Cleopatra better. But, of course, I can't sing the way she does. So maybe she'd better do it.
Spending his money with nothing to do but to live the dream that I made up all by myself. Dreaming that you're beside me, I picture the prettiest stories only to wake up all by myself. What is the good of me by myself? Why was I born? Why am I living? What do I get? What am I giving? Why do I want a thing I dare not hope for? What can I hope for? I wish on you. Why do I fly? Who draws you near me? Why do I cry? You never hear me. Oh, I'm a poor fool. What can I do? Why was I born to love you?
Picture Coney Island without a picture.
Picture Port on a Park, my dear, without a picture.
Picture City Hall without the others. Picture Radio World, it's all the common men. Put them all together. I know what you've got. It's
the
picture of me without you.
I'm going to frame you.
Picture of me without you.
Anyhow you love it.
That picture of me without you.
I'll bring the flowers.
For
on the picture of me without you.
He dropped the bounty.
On the picture of me without you.
There goes the Duchess.
With the picture of me without you. This is the thing on the picture of me without you.
Who's that old bumper?
Senator. Hello, Senator.
Well, little lady, my wife is in the corner over there with Ken Murray. So how about sipping a light fantastic with me?
Why, Senator, I simply adore.
Splendid. Now we start. One, two, three.
Going to be like?
Well, it's going to be marvelous. It goes something like this. Now, Dick is transported back to the time of Columbus and Isabella.
And he finally manages to meet the Queen.
Yes, he's rather overcome by her good looks.
And he's giving a big build-up on her ability to become a famous movie.
Listen, Queen. Who's telling this story? Now, Dick says...
I could make you the greatest sensation that Hollywood ever saw. You'd be America's sweetheart.
And Isabella says... America? I haven't met him. Is he nice?
Listen, Isabella, with that face of yours, that shape, those eyes, those nose...
Your words thrill me. Come closer.
I'm telling you, it'd be a riot.
And could I really become a great Hollywood queen?
I'll take you to Hollywood. I'll star you in a little super epic to start with and direct you myself. Isabella, you got everything. And what's more, you got the one thing that makes you a great Hollywood star.
Yes. What is it?
What do I mean? What do I mean to you? How can you look like a movie queen to me? I'm so humble, but my words of love I mumble. Say I give a girl a tumble. What do I mean? What do you mean to me? You're my Broadway melody. I belong to you. You belong to me. If it takes lots, what is it? You've got that. If it takes this and that, you've got that.
And how
do you do it? Out in the movie sector, they'll see how good you are. Let me be your director. You be my star. You've got charm. You've got attraction. You've got moves. When I make musical pictures, I'll make you. Billboards will make you famous, shouting how great you are. With your face on every action, you will be a star.
If it takes lots of what is it, I've got that. If it takes what's in the column, I've got that. Out in the movie sector, they'll see how good I am. If you're magic director,
I'm the star. I've got charm. I've got attraction. I've got me. When you make music, I'll make you. I thought I'd dance like Dietrich, smoking a big cigar. I wear shoes bigger than Garbo. Then I'll be your star.
Lots of fun, isn't it? You got it? Oh, yes, we do. If it takes too much of a call,
you got it?
Just what we need.
Out in the movies, that's wrong. They're not as good as you are.
Now let me be your director. You're sure to smile. You got fun, you got a passion, you got it.
I bet it's going to be another swell show. I'll have to give another party, I suppose. I'm going to go broke if I keep on having one swell show after another.
Step out this evening in top hat and white tie and tail. I'm putting on the top hat,
on the
tying up the white tie,
and these things brushing on the tail, top hat, white tie and tail.
I'm tooting up the shirt front,
on the hobbly,
putting in the shirt front,
and quickly polishing the fingernails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe the fresh air,
back into the Christmas plant,
out among the upper set, and I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas.
Ready for the ball!
here's a tease, one who dares run under in the woods. You'll find a girl who's not a pet, was not quite that.
I'm stepping out my leader in high society.
Step out and forget the flyers.
Into the high touch ranch, watch us step on the gas.
There might be to be the last must fear that empty reeks with class. You find a girl, young and handsome, big and tall, and young and tall.
The love,
the love,
the love.
All good things must come to an end, and so we must leave Lois Long and her friends until next week. But then we'll be back with more new songs by Rogers and Hart. With more new comedy by Ken Murray, Lois Long, and Romney Brent.
Let's
have fun! With more songs by Helen Morgan.
And don't forget the Scorpions.
And more dance-compelling rhythms by Freddie Rich. This is the
Columbia Broadcasting System.